Saint Never Lies Network breaking news.
Networks make us out to be villains.
Unbreakable truths like a man Bruce Willis.
We stand tall in the city like the Willis.
Tower over the competition we devour.
Grants every time play. Like a slob of Bears Hour.
Others fall asleep when the apple is bitten. We're taking out the frogs who hit to Great Britain. You can't run that eye for the who are you shitting? Patrons of the truth, this network's fit.
Old man reporting live from the dungeons. We keep it real, the tears fall. We chopping onions. Bears Nation on the rise, be on the coverage. Hot off the press, hot fresh out the oven.
It's the pop-up show.
Pop, pop.
It's the pop-up show.
Pop, pop, pop.
It's the pop-up show.
Pop-up.
It's the pop-up show.
Pop.
It's the pop-up show.
Pop, pop.
It's the pop-up show.
What, what?
It's the pop-up show.
Pop, pop, pop.
It's the pop-up show.
ETNL.
Well, well, well.
Huh.
It's really quiet. Really? From certain people right now.
But I was told that he wasn't being shopped. There's a whole group of quote-unquote experts out there, clearly proven wrong. I mean, some people cracked the fucking code, even proven wrong.
I mean, it's
he maintained the same thing the entire time. The best thing for the Chicago Bears was to move on, and we were proven right. And are we here to gloat a little bit? Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
But you know what? Even beyond being smarmy little bitches about this, because we were right again, this is what's best for the Chicago Bears, Cars. And they did it.
Well, and they stayed true to being good to Justin, because he's going to go to a place where he can sit for a year. And work on his mechanics and the other parts of his game. Now, the hard part is he's with the worst OC pairing for him, but it's a wonderful day because we've made the move. We know where we're going. You know, everybody who doubled down after the Keenan Allen trade and said, that's not a trade you make for a rookie quarterback. That's how you know they're keeping Justin. No. Man, it was time, and we've gone over those flaws enough that we know why it was time.
Yeah, and Cars, listen, all of the nonsense and the toxic environment that social media and radio and, you know, podcasts, just everything became Bears fans, the Civil War, that was like a real thing. And you know, got to build around Justin. They wanted to build around Justin so bad, Cars, they traded him for a sixth round pick.
They got less than the San Francisco 49ers got for Trey Lance.
Yes, a conditional sixth that may become a fourth. Guaranteed backup in Pittsburgh to Russell Wilson, unless an injury happens. So everybody that was out there, we have patrons that were out there, our Keeping It 100 fan page is out there filled with all of this nonsense. People trying to, you're calling us cult members. No, we're Bears fans first and foremost. That's what we are. That's what we will always be. And this is what was best for the Chicago Bears. Oh, you got to, everybody's assassinating the character of Caleb Williams without facts. Without facts. You want to talk about promoting propaganda? That's what it is. Josh Lucas, Greg Gabriel's been saying the same thing. That's, let them have their way with this. It's fine.
Greg
Bring
Gabriel
facts to the table.
Mindless, faceless, nameless Twitter warriors out now. Fuck them all. Poor move by Poles.
Yeah.
That's so people had an axe to grind. It's kind of similar to who is the, people were talking about all the off the field issues for these guys. They're like, give me an example. Give me an example.
Give me and one. No, Cars, no give one. Me one.
Give me, give me one disgruntled former teammate. Give me anyone to say anything negative about the guy.
Yeah.
It's, this is, look, I am
me
going
too, Chubbs. You're not alone.
I'm sitting here excitedly looking at Twitter and the meltdowns of some of these
other
people.
I haven't even opened it up yet, honestly.
But it's, you know, the usual suspects are doing the usual thing. And you know what? It is what it is.
Yeah. And listen, just today is the day that we're going to talk about all of this, Cars. And end of the day, listen, people out there were taking their stance and dug in. And some people just don't like us because we're TTNL and we speak our minds. And that's fine. That's fine. But let's remember, when the Bears draft Caleb Williams, that we should be happy. It's not Caleb Williams' fault that he's drafted here. Bears fans shouldn't take it out on Caleb Williams like Donovan McNabb when Philly fans wanted Ricky Williams and he got up there and they all booed him and, you know, did all of this nonsense. Let's rally behind the kid. Let's finally have a fucking quarterback. Let's do this. This is Ryan Poles and the Chicago Bears. This is his guy. Justin never was never his guy. Was it a perfect situation for Justin Fields in Chicago? No, it was not. We all know that. But you were gifted the golden ticket. If this isn't the Caleb Williams draft, if this is Bryce Young this year, you're not doing all of this. We've lived through that. But now everything is solidified. Let me, we got a old man.
Hold on, just one second. Lewis, name one. Put one in the chat with an example of what it is.
He won't.
Tell me what the red cards are. And if you can't come up with a single red card, then just go sit back, don't talk. And no, don't
Lewis
do anything.
Lewis will be in our YouTube comments saying the same nonsense, things that he heard. Next, he's going to say, oh, he doesn't want to be in Chicago, Cars. His dad's talking. I had a guy want to bet me $1,500 today. How this outcome. I should have taken it. That was dumb of me, right? But speaking of old men sitting on their porch yelling at their grass, let's add this guy.
That's exactly what I'm doing here, sitting on our friend's beautiful front porch.
Yeah.
Can you guys hear me?
We can. You got to get a little bit closer to your mic if you can.
I can't because I
all
didn't.
Right. Well, that's not bad. But
I didn't bring my old man headset, and I didn't jump on their Wi-Fi. If I have a bad signal,
No. You're good. But Phil, let's just kind of unfold. I was texting Ryan Cox and Cars while I was grilling some steaks for the family. And I look down and my phone's just going crazy. And I see the red alert. And I'm like, oh, somebody signed not with the Bears. And I'm like, did that just say Justin Fields? And I click on it. Well, I call Phil and I'm like, you ready to go? And he's like, what? And I'm like, Justin Fields, he gone. He's like, bullshit. What? We just left.
I'm currently at a friend's house, one of my football players' parents. And I, you know, Rihanna comes to mind, Cars. And I think in the great songwriter that Neo is, I think we should all take a bow. And people look so dumb outside our house. I think Cars, Shane, and Phil should take a bow because we've been talking about this and the reality of the truth in regards to Justin Fields' ceiling and floor. And this, you know, draft package that Shane's sharing with me, a sixth-round pick could go to a fourth. That's exactly what a backup quarterback shot at Phil, getting even, something.
He went for less than Trey Lance to Dallas.
Exactly. And listen, Cars, I love you, brother. You've been talking about this. The analytics, the stats, when they collide with the tape, there's always the truth. And I am so proud of the Chicago Bears to make this move because of what you've been given, what we've been saying on tape. Finally, there's an absolute killer at quarterback with amazing talent that is going to push this football team. And the divisiveness that we have taken for just putting bias aside and just relying on the analysis that's the best out there. It is the best network covering the Bears, and I stand by that. And I will pat you guys on the back. Shane, 3 weeks ago, he called the Steelers. Cars has been saying this is going to happen irregardless. And now I'm not going to even focus on the next goalpost these guys are going to try to move. I'm going to enjoy the Chicago Bears.
Next up is it's not going to be Caleb at one. The Bears are still trading down.
Tell you what.
That's up next.
He's the best quarterback Daniels. I've ever scouted. Yeah. And Chicago is getting him.
But Phil, you liked Mac Jones, bruh.
Yeah.
You like Mac Jones, bruh.
And Mac Jones and Justin Fields are all traded away. So booyaka, shaba ronkin, because we are here celebrating a smart move coupled with all the other smart moves that the Chicago Bears have made. Cars, the Keenan Allen, when people were trying to put together a piece of a puzzle, Keenan Allen is an anticipation receiver for a quarterback. That just reeked of getting rid of Fields. Every move they made, every bond they made, every step they made, they were watching TTNL.
All right. First off, we're putting you in a timeout. We're putting you in a timeout for the every bet I take ripoff.
I was trying to give a little police.
No, but I think you nailed it. Like,
well, I don't want to keep you. Go ahead.
No, I just think you nailed it though. In everything that was going was the way to build the guys around a rookie quarterback and to build skill sets. And now you've got two distinct players, one who. You know, my favorite thing about Keenan Allen, he was great on, does a ton of slants, is really good at getting open in slants, the one pass that Justin won't throw. So once he came in here, you're kind of like, that's the one, right? That's the one where it's going to happen. And it's an exciting day, you know, and again, it's exciting for Justin to get a good start, to go somewhere else, but it's a massive win for us that we did the right thing.
I'm just, yeah, I should be paying attention to the show, but Twitter is still not. Now you're going to see the seismic shift to where,
well,
painting the fingernails isn't going to be such a big issue for a couple of days. But then it's like, oh, I've been told, you know, Caleb put eight puppies in a burlap bag and threw them off a bridge. I've been told that.
Reliable sources.
Yeah.
Reliable sources.
Well, all our analysis coupled with our sources told the truth. That's all I can say. And it is a time to celebrate, like Carr said. You wish Justin well.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the divisiveness is created by a group of fans that are just so blind to the truth that it became divisive and mean-spirited when it should be celebrated that, you know, you have to treat it like a business.
Our network
always leaves bias
real
out.
Quick, Phil, real quick.
Breaking news. The Tape Never Lies Network. Breaking news.
Swifty's Twitter timeline, his tweets are still protected. So,
a lot of these guys were wrong. They will make up every excuse.
And I'm from New York, by the way.
You
not Boston.
You Boston from Connecticut. Don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. And when you step here into his state, you know, he'll show you.
I don't know if we can see this. If our other guest in the I don't think he's got a good connection.
Patron, are we live?
No, we're wide open. You fucking kidding me? We're wide open.
There you go. I was gonna say, I wish I could be home in the studio with you guys, and I just...
Well, that's because you guys are...
You know, I put a lot of work... No, I don't want to... This isn't like...
You didn't see the Greg Gabriel tweet? You weren't on when Carr's read about it?
No.
Mindless, faceless, nameless Twitter warriors out now. Fuck them all. Poor move by Poles. Just because you were wrong, Greg? So how that works.
Wow. I mean, sorry. I don't know how you measure character. I've seen, I had a debate with this dude today with him calling everyone cults and somehow flipping the script. And it's just unfortunate that it's so volatile. But I wish Justin the best, but it wasn't going to be in Chicago because he wasn't going to take you to the big dance. It's just that simple. The league spoke. The narratives that everybody tried to write that they weren't trying to shop them were completely unfounded, untrue. We stood our ground. We reported, we analyzed, and we were right.
Right.
You could take that. The reality is the Chicago Bears are taking Caleb Williams at one. Just mark it down. And the Bears are going to win.
Former That's Bear it. Alex Brown sent out some laughing emojis. Like I've said before, at Commanders, you're on the clock because you already know who we taking at one. Hashtag CW.
I couldn't agree anymore.
Real quick.
That's why Caleb's out there. Yeah.
Cal says, Phil, this is not a time for celebration. We have yet to do anything. Do for Caleb what wasn't done for Justin. But, Cal, that's already – you see –
They built an incredible offensive staff.
I celebrate the reality that my football team.
Keenan Allen was brought here for not Justin Fields, guys.
Started from the beginning.
Yeah, DJ.
Waldron, Thomas Brown.
Even DJ.
That DJ. But from the staff on, it was built up to give him all the weapons. And you're going to see that the offensive line was not as bad as everyone seems to think that it was.
We have a guy behind the scenes here that's in his rocket ship to Italy, probably mudding it up.
What's up, boys? It's over.
It's over.
Finally fucking over. And like, to be honest, real quick before anything, like, I couldn't be more proud to be on this network with all the work that we've done, with all the stuff that we've, you, Phil, Shane, Cars, myself, everybody here at the network has done. This is just showing you the truth. Like, we're not here giving you BS because we just want to views or clicks or some shit. It's what we see, and it's the truth. And I just couldn't be more happy. I'm excited about what the Bears' future holds, and I just couldn't be more proud to be a part of this network.
Well said, man. And I just want to double up because I got to bounce in a minute. You know, I am celebrating. I am celebrating. You know why? Because we took a lot of shit with the analysis of truth. And for the first time, my celebration is
Real quick, Bear Down Cuz just went live too. If anybody would like to tune in and hear that.
Oh god. Well, Swifty's live as well. Not on camera as mute. Usual.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure he has to hide his face after the embarrassment.
I just want to finish. Can you guys hear me or no?
Yeah.
Nope,
I just
want to
say,
no.
I'm celebrating our franchise because they're doing the right things for the first time in a long time. And it has nothing to do with Justin Fields. Justin Fields was a part of the history of trying to get to where you're supposed to go. And sometimes as a football franchise, as a coach, as a scout, as a GM, you have to make these tough decisions to build your franchise into a championship. And echoing Ivan, I am so proud of the work that all of you guys have put in and the time and the hours. You don't understand what it is to put your face out there and get out there grinding tape for the truth and then getting attacked with your honest, no bias analysis and putting your face to it without highlights, with actual tape, with actual evidence, with actual analysis. And that's where we are. That's where we are tonight. Yes, there were a lot of freaking schmucks talking shit about us. So, of course, Cal, we're going to take a little victory lap because that's what you do when you win. That's what you do. That's what winners do. You walk a little bit taller. And I'm a short guy, so let me have my fucking moment.
We'll have to get him a box. We'll have to get him a box to stand on. Let him have his moment.
So
we can see him on the screen.
Yeah, we have some Bears players rolling in. DeMarcus Walker says, today isn't easy, but it's a business. DJ Moore chimes in. Business is business. Former Bear Darrington Evans ain't going to lie. It's kind of pissed me off, but I'm happy for my bro. He gets a fresh start. So – and this is again,
does that sound like the locker room's broken, Shane? Not to me.
And Ivan,
oh, that's a great, yeah.
If you go back,
falling apart, yeah.
But I kind of expected the Jalen Johnson and Justin Fields, you know, the extension and the trade to happen almost simultaneously was my kind of prediction. Because listen, I'm not going to say it's going to fracture, but it's going to make an impact 100% on the locker room because he was a big part of that. It's not going to fracture it. Winning is the cure-all. That's what is next. You go out there and you start to – there's going to be bumps in the road with Caleb Williams. We're not saying there's not going to be. But once the Bears start to win, that is going to be the ultimate cure-all. And listen, people miss in the NFL all the time, guys. We understand that. But if you don't think that the league has spoken about where they feel – Justin Fields is as a quarterback, mm-hmm. I'm not sure what else to tell you. There is a quarterback problem in the NFL.
Massive.
Almost everywhere. And you couldn't get a solid fourth round pick, a third round pick for Justin Fields from anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You got a conditional sixth. So when you're watching day three of the NFL draft, when you're at the end of your rope with it, you're like, holy shit, this has been going on for a long, long time. And you look down, you're in the fifth round. You're going to have to wait another whole round after that to get to where that pick is. Okay? I don't know what else to tell you. Is the kid talented? Yes. Is he athletic? Does he have a big arm? There's been a lot of people like that in the NFL. Is everybody Justin Fields? No. They're not. He never progressed enough as a passer. And as we said, and as we showed you on tape, the issues at Ohio State, surrounded by five stars and first round talent at wide receiver, at offensive line, a third round tight end, a good coaching staff. He still had the same flaws he's showing in year three, heading into year four. Now that's going to get better. If you draft Marvin Harrison Jr., you tell me where that makes sense. But we're going to be pissed because Caleb Williams went to a GQ photo shoot and they gave him some crazy clothes to wear. I could give two shits about that. He cried with his mom.
Good. Fine. He's passionate. Serious. He's shows, passionate shows about passion. What he does. That's fine. Do you want a monotone guy up there pretending like he doesn't give a shit? We've had that before. Don't care. Smoking Jay. Was that fun? Is that what we want? If that's who this kid is and he wears his heart on his sleeve, sign me the fuck. You want to call me a Caleb cult member? Sign me up.
I'm number one cultist right here.
Sign me up. Sign me up.
Number one Caleb cultist.
Cult member? Call me a cult member. I'll take QB1 Caleb at number one. You want to be unhappy with it? You know why you're unhappy? Two reasons. Justin didn't make it. Didn't meet your expectations. Mm-hmm. That's one reason. The main reason that you're pissed and that you're upset and that you don't like TTNL and you're creating civil wars on Twitter, because you were wrong. Just like Phil was wrong with Mac Jones. Just like I was wrong with Deshaun Kaiser. And you want to bring it up to us like it fucking matters. You were wrong. You were wrong, Justin fans. You were wrong.
Oh, shit.
It's a new day. Deal with it. Somebody just tweeted out, if you're taking a victory lap, go suck a dick. You go suck a dick.
Yeah, you
I'm
eat a dick.
My victory lap.
Yeah, fuck all the non-believers, Shane. To be honest with you, it's you're and you said it perfectly. They're gonna move the goalpost again. It's gonna be they're still gonna trade for the Hall, but you know it's gonna be Jaden Daniels or Drake Mayer, whoever they want to grasp as their new one. That's what they're gonna do, and it's gonna get sad for them.
Critical thinker, this is the best comment so far. We all wanted him to succeed here because we're Bears fans. Go watch our network coverage from that night. Everybody was unified. We were excited. My Chicago Bears select Justin Fields, quarterback, the Ohio State. And we all screamed. We were all happy. 98% of us that were Bears fans were happy. But now you want to call it out and say that we wanted him to fail? No, you know what? We're breaking down what we see on tape and what we feel is best. Yeah. Go look at the people that are breaking down tape and say that they can't say anything negative about Justin Fields. Why? Because he's still a Bear.
Mm-hmm. Or
was a Bear, by the way. He was a Bear. So now your analysis is going to change about him because he's a Pittsburgh Steeler. Take your fucking victory lap right the fuck back over the pond.
guys, I'm going to get out of here. I got to get back to work. I love you guys. I couldn't be fucking happier, man. I couldn't be fucking happier for this network, for the Bears. You know, it's a huge day. Can't wait to see you guys. Hopefully this is just a start, man. Hopefully this is just a start.
And by the way, Ivan had no beard at 2:30. That's how excited he is.
That's correct. Later, boys.
Love you, bro.
Later.
I'm gonna bounce in a second. I just want to say this. I'm speaking to Caleb Williams. You don't realize, unfortunately, how much excitement this organization, these fans that have been neglected and abused by quarterback play and hope and dreams of happiness on Sundays. I believe you are the best quarterback I've ever scouted. I've said that to a Chicago Bears fan base divided with decisive anger and rage. But today, our GM, our new president, made a move defining where you're going with the future of this franchise with a quarterback that I can tell you is the best I've ever scouted. The excitement that fans should have for you to be a part of the future of this franchise and the adventure, we'll call it, that we're about to take with two of the best wide receiver weapons in our history, an amazing and improving tight end, Cars, and added one of my favorite tight ends on top of it. Then you get a speedster running back to go with you, Caleb. We're excited for that. I'm excited for you to be here. Don't listen to all these haters and these goalpost movers and these naysayers. Your emotion, your passion, your love for the game, your goat, your parents, everything that you've dreamed about is about to happen. And I'm excited that he's coming to Chicago. And I just wanted to send that message to him.
1,400 people on live with us right now, Phil.
And Super Chat should be open. It should be hot.
Oh, it is. It is. And we will get through those. And listen, guys, here's the thing. We're going to take our we've taken our victory lap. This isn't going to be a thing that we're extending out to Wednesday and Thursday. We're going to flip the fucking page here at TTNL because we did it a long time ago. We flipped the page. We moved on. We've been talking about this for a long time. But yeah, we're going to take a little bit of a victory lap today. We're going to have some fun with it. If you can't fucking handle it, don't watch us. It's easy. There's lots of other people out there that you can go watch. Internet's a big, big place. Go watch somebody else. Don't need you here. Don't care. Don't need your support. If you hate TTNL, fine. We're not going anywhere. We ain't motherfucking Netflix, but we're getting there.
Get those t-shirts printed, Jay.
Yeah. MFFY.
MFFY. I'll let you explain because I can't explain in this house right now. But I love you guys. Cars.
Good to see you.
Love you, brother.
Love
you. It's a big moment. Shane, I love you, bro. This is
love you too, man.
Huge moment for us as Bears fans. The future of Chicago football is looking amazing and bright, and I couldn't have said it better than you
and
just
now
did.
It's time to be a big boy organization and go win football games.
That's it, bro. I love you guys. Peace.
Later, man. Oh, Cars. Part of it, like, what are your feelings with all of this? I was not expecting this to go down until they got the medicals. But
I think it tells you that, though, they've gotten a preliminary look at all the medicals. Not, you know, they can, I think they can get some from, from USC, right, without their own doctors to look at. But I think that just cemented all of it. And well,
and it also says, Cars, let's just say they go do the medicals and he's got an arthritic knee or something that points up that it's going to be an issue in 2 or 3 years. They were 100% moving off of Justin, not just for Caleb.
Well, that's, again, that's sort of what I've been saying. Yeah. When we flipped is he kind of had to get away from him. He needed a reset. We needed a reset. You know, the issues that we saw, I think some too much gets played into the Mooney contract, but like it is important that he made money and other teams believe him. Luke Getsy was barely out of a job. So there's a lot of belief in the league, which can be wrong, in some of these other people that Justin was a bigger part of the issue.
So real quick, Cars, this in from Justin Fields. I can't say thank you enough to the city of Chicago for taking me in and embracing me. Thank you to the entire Bears organization and ownership for allowing me the opportunity to be part of such a historic franchise. But most of all, thank you to all my brothers that I played with. You all were the reason I attacked each day the way that I did. I can't thank you all enough for what y'all have meant to me over the last 3 years through the ups and downs. I wish each one of you nothing but success. I'm ready for this next chapter. Thank you. And hey, listen, I would expect nothing less from Justin Fields. Didn't work out here as a football player and it's fine. And he's not the only reason that it didn't work out by a fucking long shot. The Bears are just as guilty. I wish the kid nothing but the best. He's been a class act. He's been the ultimate leader in my eyes. Somebody that you never
completely
were worried about, you know, working, you know, doing what you needed to do to be ready for the season behind the scenes. It just the timing of it, Cars. The Bears weren't ready. The Bears weren't.
If this happened a year earlier, and if Caleb, or I guess better point, if Caleb Williams came out last year.
Yeah.
You get a bigger return for Justin Fields and you most likely don't trade the first pick overall. And, you know, they took a lot of flack for the CJ Stroud thing, and to a degree they absolutely should, but this is one of those things that has worked out for them in return. I am hating reading the comments of people trouting out and saying things like, you know, he's not a team player. All of those things, that's been disproven by former teammates, current teammates, everything multiple times. your red flags are made up by old dudes that just don't like the kid having an unusual or different personality. Right. That's it. Just be honest with yourself. There's no reports of him being a selfish, me-first player. The selfishness that you would see from him is simply that his dad said, if you want to be great, you need to put in the work to be great, and I'm going to push you to do it. That's what the selfishness is him wanting to work so good at his craft that he's going to be the first overall pick.
Yeah.
But his teammates love him.
Cody, I'm on record, and I am, again, this is, the Cars has a different outlook on this than I do. Phil does as well. And it's, to me, it was Caleb, or I'm staying with Justin and figuring it out later. I'm not signing Justin to a long-term extension or playing that game if that's the way that it had played out. I was just buying time to find what was next. And that, to me, is more so me making a statement that I'm not a believer in Drake May. I'm definitely not a believer in Jaden Daniels as a franchise quarterback. And if that were the case, if I found something out about Caleb Williams that I wasn't comfortable with or saw major flaws on tape that I, you know, couldn't live with, I'm moving down. And that 100%, that's what it was. And but again, people want to paint TTNL with this broad brush and just say we're all negative all the time, and you just don't want to listen to the facts. Not you, Cody, but I'm just talking about the haters in general. And it is what it is. We're gonna take a bit of our victory lap today, and then for me, it's done. I'm always been the guy. I'm Chicago Bears, tried and true. Justin Fields is gone from Chicago, so I don't follow you on social media after that. Once you're gone from the Bears.
Yep.
That's how I roll. I don't wish him ill. I hope he goes to Pittsburgh, and I hope he figures everything out. And he's going to be a Mike Tomlin already told Justin Fields. If you look at, he had a long talk with Justin. He's not coming in to compete for the starting job. He's a backup quarterback. Done deal. He's the backup. And it's probably what Justin needs, Cars. Honestly, for the betterment of his career.
Because what if we talked about it, you know, for anyone in a sport, do you know how hard it is to change your grip or change a style in the middle of a season while you're playing and move through your mechanics? So it's the best move for him. He's going to sit with a guy who's been an all-pro, who's maximized his physical talents, which he is not as physically gifted as Justin. It's a great place for him to go because he can sit down, he can reset, he can start to work on things. The throwing motion is still going to be the biggest issue. You can potentially clean up that drop back and processing, but you know that he's going to have to be pristine in all these other areas. And so maybe a new area, a new team, maybe that brings it out of him. And you know, again, I'll root for it, except in 2025 when they play the Bears. But right. This is, to your point, Shane, when I went back and looked at all of this, you couldn't go back to him. He was always going to be the limiter. And you've got some weapons, you've got some things that if you've got a guy like Keenan Allen and he can run slants all day and your quarterback has to see someone open to throw it open, it's just not going to work. And so it's tough. I'm a little sad. Everybody knows I was very excited about the pick. I still got his autographed jersey hanging here in the basement, but it was time. Caleb Williams makes it a lot easier, but it was time.
I got in my studio, my son is over here playing Madden right now on mute, kind of listening to the show. Right up above his head, I have a Justin Fields fat head. I'll be removing that tonight. And I mean, even after everything we've been saying, I've left that up here until he was gone. You know, it just is what it is. But man, I couldn't be. Fuck it, Cars. I'm ready to turn the page right now and focus on what's next.
I've wanted to talk about this for forever. I just wanted to be here because we've been saying this since the season before the season ended. that this was going to be the move. Yeah. And, you know, people doubled down when Keenan Allen came in. Like, nope, that means Justin staying. There's sometimes as a fan, you get too attached to a player. We've all done it. We've all fallen in love with different folks. And it's hard to let go, right? Like, shit, a lot of people have been in relationships that suck, but they don't let go right away because they're like, ah, I just don't want to do this, right?
Talking about me?
Anyways. No, actually, no. But as I started this, anyway, it's what we do. And you root for the person, but you root for the team. And this is the right move for the franchise moving forward.
Yeah. Anybody that wants the Justin Fields fat head, I'll send it to him.
Ryan Cox has a great point. You know, we did work through our trade, so.
Yeah, absolutely. I forgot about that. But
Riley for Maisie, it's going to be a good day.
Yep. And it's not even, there's not even a conditional pick involved because, yeah, we were.
Playing time is guaranteed here.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Cars, it's going to be, you know, very interesting. We got the Caleb Williams Pro Day coming up, and obviously the Chicago Bears organization is going to be out there in full force, and then you're going to have him coming back to Chicago to spend a lot of time and, you know, really go through the organization and meet people and just see how it's obviously just little things that need to happen. I think you're 100% right. They probably got a heads up and listen, Cars, and people can say that this doesn't matter, and I am a firm believer in it. You can use it in terms of relationships, just, you know, in your own life, or you can use it in sports. When I saw Caleb at the Players Championship and he's walking and people are, you know, cheering for him and yelling his name, and his reaction is, oh, I guess there's a lot of Bears fans here. To me, that says a lot to me, because if you want nothing to do with an organization or with a specific person in your life, you're never bringing them up publicly at any point. If he wanted nothing to do with the Chicago Bears, Cars, he would have never, ever made that comment. And people can say that it's minor. That to me told me a ton. It really did.
Well, and I think if you pivot that with like the news today from several about the Vikings are in talks with New England to move into a quarterback position, yeah, because teams are fervently, you know, of the belief that Washington is now locked in it too, right? Yeah. So we'd always heard, oh, Magic Johnson's going to make a phone call and the Bears are going to just cry and be wanting to give the pick to Magic, because, you know, the NBA translates so well to the NFL.
Right. And just
everything's just gone through this.
So, Lewis, I'm actually glad you asked this, because this proves my point. And I understand you have your side of the fence, and I could give two shits, quite honestly, but it's fine. But I'll entertain you with this. So you're giving him 1 year, but you're still grasping on year three, heading into year four of Justin. So you've already slanted your argument against Caleb. If Caleb goes out and has some struggles as a rookie, we're going to talk about it on TTNL. We're going to say, yeah, you didn't make that play. Yeah, your mechanics fell apart. Yeah, you missed this pass. We tried doing that this year. A lot of people didn't want to hear anything negative about the guy that it was involved with. So we're going to tell you exactly what we see. That's what we do.
And shame on every folks for sitting here that have been like, no, man, I'm not going to believe Schefter or Rappaport or any of these videos or anything else. I'm going to listen to a guy who said he knows somebody that says that Justin is still training at the facility in Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you know, it is what it is. It's, you know, there's going to be some times where Caleb's going to struggle. You know, if you look at CJ Stroud, had some struggles. Andrew Luck has had some struggles. Joe Burrow had some struggles. It's going to be a while, but if your argument is going to be that Caleb isn't as good, isn't going to be as good as you think, here's the thing. He just has to be average as a thrower, and the football team is better.
And it's an upgrade. And Carr's just his release. Just his release dictates
but
that.
But it doesn't even, Shane, if he's just good, if he's just a good quarterback, if he goes out and throws 20 touchdowns next year, guess what? Justin's never done that.
Yeah.
If he goes out and throws for 3,000 yards, Justin hasn't done that. So if you sit down and say, like, we'll be 3,500 yards and 25 touchdowns, yeah, that is an all-time season for the Bears. And if that's the way he starts, then and there's still room to grow.
Right. And again, I just anybody that runs out there and you know, people are pissed off about this trade, just I guess I would just ask them why only the sixth. You know, it tells the entire story. It really does. So just real quick, let me put this out there. Trey Lance was a junior in high school in 2017. A junior in high school. Since that point, we're in 2024 now. Since 2017, as a junior in high school, Trey Lance has attempted a total of 517 passes through his final 2 years of high school, through his college career, and through his NFL career. A total of 517 passes attempted. Matthew Stafford in 2023 as a starting quarterback for the LA Rams attempted 523 passes in one season. That guy got you more in trade than Justin Fields did. Explain it. Why? He was available to anybody. Anybody.
Well, go back, right? The timeline for this, once we got to the combine, is the report from Rappaport was the Bear, you know, what was it last week? The Bears are not shopping Justin Fields. That's correct. They were not. The reason they weren't shopping him is because they were told at the combine from every team that they interface with, look, we're interested, but I need to find out where Kirk Cousins, where Baker Mayfield, and where Russell Wilson goes first. And then once those dominoes fall, if we don't get our guy, then we'll look to make a move. But what happened? It went the worst way it possibly could have. And so the Bears, who were not shopping, because they'd already had these conversations, they'd already had the framework. But as time went on, as Mac Jones went for a sixth, as Sam Howell went for a pick swap, you know, as Gardner Minshew got a deal to be the starter basically in Las Vegas if they don't make a move. Everything had led its way to this because the league really likes Justin as a person, as a leader. They love his big play capabilities, but they don't love him as a passer. And that is why he went for a six with a conditional fourth. That's it.
I hear you, bro. It is what it is, man. And it's a new era. It's a dawning of a new day in Chicago. And unfortunately, Carr's the toxic nature of everything. Like you said, we're going to, the next battle cry for people that are upset is it's still not going to be Caleb at one. The Bears are trading down for
it's already happening
for the haul. Yeah. And it is what it is.
Or it's Jaden Daniels or JJ McCarthy. Like, yeah. And it's fine. If you want to continue to be wrong and double down just because you have hatred for a player because of lies you've been told about a player, and you continue to believe those lies over anything else,
yeah,
that's on you,
right? And this is important too. And Irish Rastafarian says, "Listen, guys, these guys,
Mel Kiper is got is
but
got
it's no not insight. Just it's not just Mel Kiper, but all of these guys, they're trading things to get scoops later on. I'll float this out here if you let me break this story. You know what I mean? That's the way that it doesn't make it right. It is shady as hell. I get it. But that's why. I mean, the Bear, listen, it would have been awesome. But anybody with a sane mind knew how crazy that was to even think about. And you couldn't even get a pick swap out of this. Let's just think about from Atlanta's perspective. Think about the, what is it, $180 million that Atlanta gave Kirk Cousins and how much of it guaranteed. Ryan Poles at this point would have flipped 9 for 8 and given them Justin Fields to move up one spot. And it would have been more value than probably more value than what he got easily. Atlanta didn't even want to do that.
Desmond Ridder got a better package and he was trashed.
Right. And this is the thing. And it just shows you that what they're seeing is a fundamental flaw that they think cannot be fixed.
It's a super, super tricky one to do, because if you guys are Bulls fans, remember Bill Cartwright and his super awkward shooting motion. By that point, there's nothing you could do to change it, because if you go to rebuild that from scratch, you basically start to lose accuracy. You can't shoot as well, as weird as it is. And so if you want to sit down and work on the, and shorten that and compact that throwing motion, Shane, the way I could sit down and say is, it was a Byron Leftwich throwing motion. You remember Leftwich and how he had to do the windup as well?
Yeah.
And it was you could do it by a stopwatch.
Yeah, the wind up and the loop. And that's the same. Justin doesn't have as big of a loop, Cars, but just we will clip some. Maybe we won't. I mean, he's gone, but there's enough clips out there. And if you're a TTNL patron, go look at the library. Just go watch 3 games of Caleb Williams and just focus on his release. And it's night and day difference. And Cars, the ultimate mic drop with all of this was the Keenan Allen trade against everything. And people are, they're getting Justin another veteran wide receiver. Keenan Allen is a wide receiver that does everything based off precision and timing. He's an elite route runner. Precision and timing. Precision and timing. That's not who Justin Fields is as a quarterback. It's just not. You can be the biggest Justin supporter there is, and that's not who he is.
He throws like a shortstop, and to go through and redo that. Now, he could still be successful with that throwing motion if his dropback is sped up and he starts to make more anticipatory throws. But again, you're going into year 4. The idea that he would be able to do that into year 4 when he hasn't done it in college or in the professional level through the last 7 years is showing you that it's not easy to do.
Yeah, Eric, the reason is you're starting over completely. And go ahead, Gars.
I think it's even simpler than that. They're not this. Teams want the same style of quarterback so that they can run the same type of offense if your backup is in. If you remember, you know, Baltimore goes out and gets RG3 and others to back up Lamar Jackson because they are similar in styles. Caleb and Justin are not similar in styles at all.
At all.
At all. Tyson Bagent is closer in style. Nowhere near as close in talent, but closer in style. So now you could run the same offense regardless of who the quarterback is.
Right. And going away from that, you're building in your own division in the locker room with guys that already played with Justin. Think about DJ Moore. And listen, I don't worry about DJ Moore not being professional, but it just gives you a built. He has been through the wars with Justin. He had the best years of his career, or the best stats of his career with Justin this past year. It just creates an odd divide. And if you believe in a guy enough to take him number one, you're handing him the keys to your entire organization. You're not handing him the keys to say, oh, the guy that was the first round pick that played with all these guys last year is right here. And yes, you can say competition breeds success, but it's just, it was never going to work out that way. It just never was.
The idea that you're going
to not even fair to Justin Fields.
It's not fair to either of them because there's not enough snaps to develop two quarterbacks at the same time.
Totally agree. And they made the move they had to make. And listen, anybody that had the number one pick in the draft, if the medicals checked out and you believed in Caleb, the person, everybody was taking him number one that needed a quarterback.
Everybody talked about the haul, and that's why you do it. The haul for Justin is a conditional six-round pick that could be a fourth. You could talk all you want about the haul that we would have gotten for the number one pick, but the value, even if Justin was, and this is the part I think that we ignore the most, Shane, or folks do the most, if the league believed in Justin Fields, they would have gotten a Sam Darnold deal. And the team would have picked up the fifth-year extension because they would have viewed that as a discount for 1 year over what he potentially could be.
Yeah.
That's it.
No, you're right, man. And it's, you were at a bit of a, quarterbacks trump everything, Cars. Everything. I mean, Kenny Pickett ended up getting what it was, a 93rd pick. Isn't that what it worked out to be with the pick swap with Philly?
Yep.
And it's just, it shows you what everybody thought about Justin, the quarterback, and where he is in his development.
And again, it really just becomes fascinating, you know, as to how they go. I think this does make the number nine pick more likely to get moved. I really feel like, you know, Edge is in play, but I think we got to stop looking at this like we're going to go draft everybody to go fix all those holes. Really, there's going to be an error on the side of offensive caution more than anything else. And Colin, I'm sorry, just real quick. Colin, the league, what was it, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, Sam Darnold was in the same situation, the same exact situation.
Right.
Carolina traded for him with the second and instantly did the fifth-year extension for him. So that is not true. Justin is 25 years old. If you believe in him, you would pay a third-round pick or a second-round pick because you know that he would be on your team for the next decade plus. You would be running to the phone line to make that trade because if you believed in him, you know you could get him for 1 year cheap.
Right, and Nano makes a good it. I wouldn't call it really. You get sick of the nonsense. And if I showed you guys some of the DMs and the nonsense that we get because we've, you know, dug our heels in with our stance and what we believe in, you guys would be, I mean, I have a screenshot of a guy that sent me a DM that said he hopes my son's cancer comes back. Let that sink in. That's where, that's the levels that this went to. It's in my DMs right now. I will never delete it. I'll never block the guy. That's where, that's how stupid shit got from people. People that I know. I've known that person for years. Not, you know, up close and personal, but through Bears content and stuff like that. That's how ridiculous this shit has gotten. And it's over what? We all want what's best for the Bears. End of the day. We started out as Bears fans before we did any of this. I met Cars online in a Chicago Bears fan forum in 1995. We weren't doing this.
No.
We were talking about Rashan Salaam's rookie year and can he fix the fumbling problems? I mean, that's a true story, by the way.
It is very much a true story.
Yeah.
It's we're just, old.
We're yeah, old. We definitely are.
But
now your daughter's getting DMs from presidents, but that's a whole show.
That's another ego I got to deal with. But,
Cars, just real quick, I know we're going to, just real quick, you got somebody that wants to pop in real quick and talk about the situation before we bounce. But Cars, just while I'm sending this over, talk about your expectations for number nine, kind of where you think, what you think they're going to do. What's the leader in the clubhouse? Is it the trade down? Is it wide receiver? Because I kind of feel like this has changed a little bit from where my original stance had been.
Well, the hardest part is I don't feel like a quarterback is going to be there at nine. And if it is, the only quarterback that would be is going to be Jaden Daniels, which I think is the most dangerous prospect in the league or in entering the draft, because I think it's, you look at the 1 year and you look at the numbers and then you see how he obtained those numbers. They're brutal. You know, I think right now what you have to do is, I think the belief is first three are going to be quarterbacks. It's going to be Caleb May, JJ McCarthy. And then from there, you know, what's going to happen? I think this hurts Arizona because Arizona is not going to be able to move, I don't think, anymore. I think at five, the Chargers are going to want to move. I think at six, New York is going to want to move. I just, the only thing that I think I can guarantee is that Dallas Turner is probably gone the pick before us. And minimally, Alt is gone before us because he's falling no lower than Tennessee. I kind of feel like we'll get there at, you know, we'll start to find out, but I think Vegas may want to move up. I think some of the teams may want to move up for an offensive lineman, but we're not, it's going to be a really hard move to make at this point.
Let me bring out our guest here. And I know this guy's been worried, Mr. Brian Perez. We've dove right into it. I was out grilling some steaks, talking to my boys via text about some football, non Justin Fields, and all hell broke loose after that. What were you doing?
I literally just walked in from about a 3-hour lacrosse tournament for my son. And, you know, I have to thank Ryan Poles for making this perfect for me personally, because tomorrow I have a huge day of family things going on. So if there's any time to break the news, he threaded the needle perfectly for the Perez household.
Yeah. So just give us your thoughts on the entire situation, Ryan. We did our little victory lap. I don't think we need to cover the toxic nature that everything has become. I mean, I think we talked about that for like the first 20 minutes and we've kind of turned the page, but just the trade itself, the compensation, and most importantly, what's next?
you know, I think my first reaction is just thank God it's over. You know, yeah. This I hope will bring Bears fans back together on social media where, look, everybody had a position for the last couple of weeks. Everybody is going to be
couple of weeks. Where the hell you been?
Well, you know what I mean. I mean, it's gotten really, really bad over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, it feels like months have gone by. You're right. But it just feels like we've been stuck in this gray area, no pun intended, for a lot longer. It just time doesn't seem like it existed. Recently, but I'm glad it's over. I hope Bears fans can not feel that urge to cash receipts and talk trash and make this even worse, right? I what could end up happening now is you have those anti or the pro fields fans on Twitter really become super anti Caleb Williams or whoever. I mean, I think it's Caleb Williams 99.9%, but the bottom line is everybody has to rally behind the Bears quarterback now. It's not Justin Fields anymore, right? It's not Justin Fields. So rally behind whoever that Bears quarterback will be, even if it's Caleb Williams. And in terms of the compensation, I think what we saw happen here is what the NFL insiders, the guys who've been saying it all along, Ian Rapoport, Adam Schefter, the guys who have, you know, that street cred for a reason, they were talking about the market not really being there for Justin Fields, and the trade compensation that you see here kind of proves that they were right. I do think Ryan Poles stuck to his word in terms of wanting to do right by Justin Fields. If he held out till training camp and a quarterback got injured and there was a panic trade maybe that was made, of course, the Bears maybe could have gotten a mid-round pick in 2024. Well, at that point, it would be 2025's draft. Right. Maybe a better pick, but at the end of the day, I mean, we just needed this to be over. I don't think any draft pick compensation that might have been a higher round does more for the Bears and Bears fans in general than just ending this drama has done. So if it's a sixth round pick, if it's a fourth round pick, I actually put on Twitter a few days ago that I was getting the sense that this Justin Fields trade situation was going to end with a conditional pick. Based on performance, based on snaps played, whatever it might be, that's the reality we were inching closer towards. So this doesn't really surprise me that we've ended up here. And I'm happy that Justin Fields is going to a place where, number one, it's the AFC. So he's out of the conference. It's not an NFC North team. It's not an NFC team. He's out of the conference. And listen, if Justin Fields is going to thrive anywhere, why not be a cool old school franchise like the Pittsburgh Steelers? He kind of fits their history.
When you look at him, he just fits.
Yeah, I mean, this is great for everybody. It's great for Fields. It's great for the Bears. And we can finally move on to Caleb Williams. We could finally have real Caleb Williams conversation without the Justin Fields, you know, cloud hanging overhead.
Yeah, Logan, it was a 2025 sixth round pick conditional that can improve to a fifth or even a fourth based on
up to 51 if it becomes a fourth only if it's 51% of the offensive snaps.
Yeah, and Mike Tomlin already has come out and talked. He said he had a long talk with Justin, and he's not even competing to be the starter. He's the backup quarterback, final, end of story. So
it'll be interesting to see if they pick up the fifth year option, right? Then you'll really have an understanding of are they committed to a possible future.
But
with Justin
it makes
Fields?
Sense for them really to do it, Brian, because they're saving so much with Russ. You know what I mean? With him taking such a low, you know, because he's getting paid by Denver no matter what. So it really, to me, it makes sense even as just a financial flyer with a quarterback that still has upside, and then you're not forcing anything. And it's just, you know, listen, a lot of this came down to bad timing. You know what I mean? With Justin. And I know I don't think his major flaws are ever going to get worked out in his game. Just, you see the same things at Ohio State that you're seeing going into year four in the NFL. And he had a lot of talent at Ohio State. We've all heard that same story for a long time, but it's just, it's everybody in the NFL thinks, oh, I can unlock Jay Cutler. You know what I mean? He's got all the talent in the world. Yep. I give
I got
me,
this.
I'll figure it out. Justin, he's going to go there with no pressure. And with Russ, and if you go back to when he came out, there's literally an article where he talks about who he kind of, you know, patterned his game after, and it was Russell Wilson. Those are Justin Fields' words.
Yep.
So,
and let's look at it. Even if he does correct some of the flaws that we have seen over the years, let's say he does reach his maximum upside, it's still not the max upside of Caleb Williams, right? So Caleb Williams, like Justin Fields has the chance, and we've talked about this before when I've been on with you guys, Justin Fields has the chance to be a good starting quarterback. I don't think there's anybody that would deny that that's his ceiling, is still a good starting quarterback. But the ceiling for Caleb Williams is an elite, franchise-altering, potentially Super Bowl-winning starting quarterback. So even if the Bears, and I'm sure the Bears in their due diligence have done this, and they said, well, what is the best version of Justin Fields that we might be able to unlock versus the best version of Caleb Williams that we might be able to unlock? And it's just, to me, it's not comparable. I just think Caleb Williams is the, you know, there's a reason why the Sean Paytons of the world, you guys have played the clip on your show before, talked about Caleb Williams being the type of prospect that could change the draft process into a lottery to prevent tanking, because he's that good that teams might tank for him. So we can't, now that that loyalty, the blind faith, loyalty, love for Justin Fields is slowly going to go away, Bears fans who've been in the Justin Fields camp can now switch sides. There's no permanent, you know, decision that you had to make on this. You can switch sides, just like NFL players can change uniforms and coaches can change the cap they wear from year to year. Bears fans could change the quarterback they're loyal to right now. I mean, you have no choice, right? You have no choice at this point. And I think it's okay to get super excited about the prospect of adding Caleb Williams. Yeah. We can now enjoy this for the next 6 weeks or however much time is left before the draft. I think after March 20th, the pro day, and then after Caleb Williams has his private visit with the Bears, I think we're going to find out very soon after that that the Bears have committed to Caleb Williams and the number two pick is on the clock. Because I think Ryan Poles doing right by Justin Fields, trading him to the Steelers, all this methodology that he's using, he also knows there is a second thing he has to do now, which is keep that locker room together, keep that locker room on pace with Matt Eberflus and everything that's going on there. And they need to know who their quarterback is going to be. They can't be sitting around on social media, hearing all the talk shows, all the talking heads, everybody voicing an opinion about Jaden Daniels or Drake May or anybody else. The Bears should trade down, whatever it might be. Now the announcement that will follow this, probably that first week of April, the Bears have settled on Caleb Williams as the number one pick. So now Bears players on social media, the talking heads, now you move on. You move on to the Washington Commanders and the debate that they're going to have between Drake May and Jaden Daniels, because that's a legit debate to be had.
Right.
And the Bears can officially say that they got their guy. I'm hoping that happens sooner than later. And everybody now can put their Caleb Williams jerseys on order.
We can see the light at the end of the tunnel for sure, Brian. And you know, just to kind of wrap it up from the Justin Fields end of it, if Pittsburgh had the number one pick, guess who they're drafting?
Well, and that's why, you know, some Vikings fan put on Twitter the other day, and I shared it with my followers, this, you know, incredible trade offer that the Vikings could possibly make to get the number one pick. And there was a jersey swap with Caleb Williams and a Vikings jersey. And I'm saying, like, why didn't that guy, that Vikings fan, make the same hypothetical with a Justin Fields jersey swap? And like, the market has spoken, fans have spoken. I mean, the Justin Fields, for whatever the reason was, it's a 2025 conditional draft pick for Justin Fields. Perhaps an opportunity to get a 2024 mid-round pick, like a Kenny Pickett type of trade that the Steelers made with the Eagles, Mac Jones got a sixth round pick. Maybe a 2024 pick could have been had. But at that point, Ryan Poles, again, I think Bears fans need to take a step back and appreciate who their general manager is, because it's one thing, you know, making good football decisions, having an eye for talent, that's part of it. But you also have to be to really build a good team and to have the faith and confidence in the players that are playing under your vision. It's good to be a good guy and to be a guy that sticks to your word and a guy that these players can trust. They're going to see Justin Fields getting dealt not to the highest bidder. Maybe the Steelers weren't even the highest bidder. Ryan Poles actually said, I want to do right by Justin Fields. And he did. That's going to resonate through the locker room. They're going to be like, man, he gave Justin Fields a chance. this guy's going to take care of us. Even if it doesn't work out here, he's going to take care of us. I think that really matters. Well, and Bears fans got to appreciate a leader like that.
And there's a business aspect to it, too. When you're he's got a power agent, David Mulata. You're not going to go out of your way just to take, you know, maybe a fifth round pick.
Yeah.
To send him someplace that he doesn't want to be when right, you're exactly. dealing with a power agent and you don't want to piss that dude off. You
know exactly. I mean? That's got a long tail that can come whipping back around, you know, in right. a not too distant future.
So I know you got real limited time, Brian, but before you take off, I just want to get your thoughts on the Keenan Allen trade and like what you were doing when I don't think any of us expected it that night, and just talk about that. And I want to hear your thoughts on, has your perspective for number nine changed a little bit from where it was a week ago?
So my Chicago Bears crystal ball has been pretty on point, I think, the last couple of days. I just got this sense when Ryan Poles was sitting back and doing nothing after basically the Gerald Everett transaction, a couple small level deals. Yeah. I just had this feeling, the little Bears crystal ball, after decades of being a Bears fan, something's got to be in the works. Something didn't see right. He's got all this cap space. He has to be doing something. He's not going to sit back and do nothing. Not that I assume Keenan Allen would be the guy that he trades for, but there it is, right? If Keenan Allen was a free agent in this class, he would have, you know, been one of the top guys. He would have gotten that $20+ million a year contract like a Mike Evans got, like Michael Pittman, like these guys are getting. Keenan Allen would have gotten that. I mean, he had 108 catches in just 13 games last year. And one thing that I think Bears fans need to recognize with Keenan Allen, even though he is 31, he will be 32, Keenan Allen's game is not, has never been, and never will be predicated on speed and twitch. He's an elite route runner, and those skills age like fine wine. He'll be a guy that can play in this game, play at a high level till he's 33, 34, maybe even a little older. So Keenan Allen still has plenty of juice in his legs, plenty of gas in the tank. And I think trading a fourth round pick for Keenan Allen is more like, that's incredible, just unbelievable value by Ryan Poles. He is, again, what is your general manager doing to, that you can really look at and recognize as elite team management? He has been able to take advantage of another team's salary cap mismanagement because of how well he has managed the Bears salary cap over the last couple of years. The Chargers, who were reckless with their spending, had no choice but to sell Keenan Allen for pennies on the dollar, whereas now you have Ryan Poles, who's been very conservative. He was put himself and the Bears in a position to make this trade and take advantage of a team desperate to unload salary. So now you take Keenan Allen, you pair him up with DJ Moore, and that's like top to bottom 32 teams in the NFL, not just the NFC North or the NFC. That's one of the best wide receiver 1-2 punches in the entire league. I know all Bears fans have been saying the best the Bears have had since Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffrey.
I think they're better.
Absolutely. I agree with you. And I think it even strengthens the odds that the Bears take a wide receiver at number nine overall, because now you bring in a Roma Dunze or a Malik Nabers. They have the ultimate master at his craft in Keenan Allen and an A-plus quality good dude in DJ Moore to be the ultimate mentors. Remember something. If you look at what the Seattle Seahawks did with Shane Waldron there as an offensive coordinator, they had DK Metcalf, they have Tyler Lockett, and they still spend the top 11 pick or whatever it was on Jackson Smith and Jigba. You could see the Bears doing the exact same type of strategy.
He was down in the, he was in the 20s, I believe.
Oh, whatever. Maybe it was in the 20s. I have the number 11 pick locked in my mind because of Justin Fields. But the same strategy could be in place here where, yes, you have two high-level number one and number two wide receivers. You bring in a rookie at nine, and this is something else, Shane, that I wrote about. The wide receiver market is like the next tier below the quarterback market on offense, where if you can get a rookie locked up on the rookie contract and you have control over his contract for a five-year window versus having to pay the $23 or $24 million a year that the top receivers are starting to get paid, that's a home run, especially if it's a starter and an instant producer. And what the Bears have the absolute rarest of rare opportunities to do in this draft is take both of those positions, a quarterback and a wide receiver, lock them both up on rookie contracts and have that cost control for the next 5 years on two of the highest paid positions on the offensive side of the ball. So if you talk about what would position the Bears maybe next year this time to really go after the Danielle Hunter type of edge rusher, well, you have an elite potential. Let's just say it works out. A top shelf wide receiver going into year two of a rookie contract, a top tier quarterback, franchise quarterback going into year two of a rookie contract. This window is so wide open to compete that now you can throw money. You can overspend a little bit on the finishing pieces to a franchise, to a Super Bowl run. So I still think that that pick at number nine will be a wide receiver. Obviously, the edge rusher jumps out at you because who's playing opposite Montez Sweat? But a little thing to remember here that I also noted on Bears Talk was Bears defense played like one of the best defenses in the NFL last year with essentially the same cast of edge rushers that'll be opposite Montez Sweat in 2024. They proved they can produce with this unit as is. They added Kevin Byard. They have some younger guys who naturally should get better next year. So I don't think they're as panicked or as nervous about who they're going to line up at edge rusher as the fans might be, because the proof is in the results. The Bears offense, the proof is in the results. They struggled. They didn't have the ability to put on an effective passing game week in and week out, get that other wide receiver, even with Keenan Allen in place. If you don't add the edge rusher at number nine overall, you still have film. You still have evidence that this defense still works. So I think the wide receivers is where they're going to go.
This is kind of my thinking, and I totally understand it, and I get the wide receiver. But you and I both know, we've both been doing this for a while and breaking things down. Offensive tackle and edge rusher also fall off a cliff much quicker in this draft than wide receiver does. And I think that that's probably very important to remember. If they pivot and happen to go with an edge rusher or even an offensive tackle because of that reason. You know what I mean? And it's just, I've kind of pivoted a little bit because you can still, Brian, in this draft, in the third round, the Bears can still get a legit wide receiver.
Absolutely.
So
and the urgency is obviously much less with Keenan Allen in place now. Yes. And look, Tyler Scott's not a terrible young receiver on the roster. No, I mean, he's a
nice developmental piece that you before this Keenan Allen trade, he had to grow up.
Yep.
And be a part of your offense. But you're pushing him down where he needs to be. I said this about Darnell Mooney, you know, we used to have this big debate on TTNL and everybody's like, when we got DJ Moore, now we have two number ones. Darnell Mooney was never a number one. And honestly, I never thought he was a number two. He's a number three wide receiver on a good team, on a Super Bowl contender. That's who, and that's, there's nothing wrong with that.
Of course.
But I think what you're saying about, you know, if Adunze or Neighbors is there, obviously they have to be in play. But I think edge rusher, obviously, with the way that things, I'm a Mike Dana guy. He's not going to be a guy that's going to come in and you know, light the league on fire. But as a part of what you're doing there as a pass rusher, I would be a fan of the Bears bringing him in, just being a piece. But to me, edge rusher and offensive tackle are moving up.
What I'd say is the most likely here, Shane, is he's going to trade back. I mean,
exactly.
Ryan Poles has four picks. Ryan Poles will never have a draft class with four picks.
Nope.
He's not going to, unless he takes that third rounder and the Bears suddenly have two first rounders. And he's basically saying, that's my first and second round. I got locked in the top nine picks.
Yep.
I don't have a second round pick. And I'm going to take my third and trade out of the third and pick up a bunch of another fourth, maybe a fifth.
Sure.
You might see Ryan Poles accumulate a bunch of trade back. Sure. Yeah, and it could be a while before the Bears pick again after number nine.
He could have he has four picks right now. He could have nine.
100%. He's done it before.
Yeah.
He's done it before.
All day. But I don't want to waste, I don't want to keep you. Brian, I know you got some obligations. I'm glad that you were able to pop in because we've had, DDP was on the road and I called him when this all went down. I'm like, hey, you ready to go? He's like, what do you mean? What's up? And I'm like, he just traded.
I drove off the road.
Yeah. He's like, bullshit. They're heading to some friends, but yeah, we kind of threw this together real quick. So
well, that's why you guys are the best, man. I always can count on you guys to be a live reaction, but it's my pleasure to always hop on. Bears fans, it's over.
New day.
Civil War is over. Era. Rejoice. Everybody can enjoy their Saturday night and the rest of NFL draft season.
Well, you know what the next one is, right, Brian? Now it's not going to be Caleb at number one. Now it's the Bears are trading down for the haul just for a different quarterback. Not happening.
And if that happens, it's just proof. The social experiment, the psychological experiment will be proven to be true. The Bears fan just can't be happy. Right. Yeah. If that's what happens, if Bears fans eat each other alive over what they should do at number one in terms of keep the pick or trade it after Justin Fields has already been traded, then it might be time to shut Twitter down until Caleb Williams is officially walking across the stage.
Absolutely. But thanks for popping in, man. Appreciate it. And
my pleasure.
We will be in contact. We got some exciting times coming up. So
awesome, man.
Thanks, Take Brian. Care. Appreciate you, bro. I'm not signing off yet, so if you want to bounce there, perfect. All right, we got to get to some super chats here as I'm flying here solo. Too big up here by myself. Let me change the background there for you guys so you don't have to see that. But real quick, not really a live watch party, but let's get over to these super chats. Real quick and go through some of these. Johnny Centino started us out. It's almost like reading the tea leaves actually works when you leave your feelings out of it. TTNL called it all the way. Thank you, Johnny. Appreciate it. $20. Yeah, it's kind of we agree, man. My guy Mo Shane, you've been overtaken by Cars and my go-to DMs. Thank you. Mo's Cars give me a little break from my Mo DMs. But I appreciate it. $1.99. Robert Nash, Shane, you called the Steelers the team. Let's go. Yeah, we talked about it here a few months ago on Cars Keys. I always thought it made really the most sense. And it even made more sense once Russ got there. Kind of no pressure. He can sit back. Super stable organization. So I totally get it. Lawrence Crispin, $5. It's over. It's over. He's leaving. He's gone. In my Drake voice, victory lap. Can we hear Bears fan? Can we be Bears fans again now? Hashtag chase greatness. Let's hope. Let's hope. I'm not rooting against Justin Fields in Pittsburgh. I hope he goes there and figures it out. But that's not my, that's not going to be my focus. My focus is this team and this quarterback. Winnebago Bear 95, $4.99. Shane, I'm watching your Twitter tonight for entertainment. Yeah, I might drop a couple nukes, but we'll see. Some people out there deserve it, but appreciate your man. Resolute 8, 1, 2, 3, $10. Phil, take a victory lap. Mac Jones went for a pick in 24, Justin in 2025. And guys, that's the thing. People that come into the comments and think that calling Phil out for being a Mac Jones fan and he didn't even have him QB1. He had Trevor Lawrence QB1. But again, everybody has their misses. Everybody. And if you're making fun of Phil for Mac Jones, put your stuff up online. Let's see what your QB breakdowns are. Put your quarterback charts out there. Let's see what you have to say about that. But you know how that goes. Nobody will do it. They would just rather complain. Quinn R 999. I cried the day we drafted Justin. I felt like he was meant to be for one of us. Although we all know what it could be with Caleb Williams, this is bittersweet, and I hope it is what we all expect it to be. Let's hope. Now, hey, rubber meets the road. Now it's time to get to work. Once they draft Caleb, get him in here. TTNL is going to keep it open and honest. And if he has flaws or he makes mistakes, we're going to point him out. We're going to talk about him just like we always do. So appreciate it. Dwight Howell, $4.99. Thank you for all the hard work and thrilling moments, JF1. But now we turn the page and embrace a new era of Chicago football. Couldn't say it better myself, Dwight. It's a great, great one. My guy Jeremy Four, $4.99, $5 for a shot to celebrate. I was set worried we weren't trading him. Congrats, Bears fans. Who's everyone's pick at number 9? Well, if you watch the show, we're going to have lots on that coming up. Now it seems that the quarterback debate is seemingly settled. Once they get those medicals for sure, it'll be cemented in place. Jeffrey Burton, $10. Poles had to clean up a mess financially when he got here. That's the main reason he couldn't do much to help Justin. Now he gets to build his team, and he's doing it like a good GM should. Also, yes, Jeff, with his quarterback. That's important. Thank you.
My guy, Mike Haw. I see him out there dropping some comments on Facebook, Mike. I saw you. Bear down soldiers, $5. Justin fans proving they're not Bears fans right now, bashing the organization and Caleb. Yeah, let's this character assassination of Caleb Williams is a sham. Let's stop that nonsense. That's all I'll say there. Frank Hacks, 99. Jesus, Frank, thank you so much, man. I appreciate you, brother. That's an awesome gesture. Welcome to the 2024 NFL Draft, and with the first pick, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback, USC. Bear down. Welcome to Chicago, Captain Caleb. Bear down. That's a mic drop, Frank. Thank you. Our guy Steph Froyland, $10. Whatever you might have felt or thought in the Civil War, recognize TTNL has been right all along. We've been consistent in our thought process on this. We never wavered. We were never going to waver. We base things on what we see. Some people like us. Some people love us. Some people hate us. It is what it is. And we aren't changing. Steph, you can count on that. Appreciate you, brother. Ethan Kotz, $5. You guys knew. This is why everyone should listen to TTNL. You guys rock. Can't wait for the draft. Me either. We might even get a little bit of a break if we only have four picks. Jeez, imagine that. We usually put in, for people that don't know, we usually have over 40 hours of live content NFL draft week. So buckle up for that. Sonder Creation Studios, $5. Guys, time for Club Dub. Now, we ain't doing that here, bro. No Club Dub here until we start winning some meaningful football games. Lawrence Chrisman is back, $2. TTNL said, keep fighting the argument, and we did. Damn right we did. So this isn't me, $2. I'm waiting for Tom Grossi's reaction. Yeah, that will be interesting. Guy Bill Wagner, the JF1 silliness is over. It'll be easier if he's in the AFC. Now I just need Marquette to beat UConn, and my day will be complete. Thank you, Bill. Mo is back. $1.99 if you're a Justin fan. This is good for him, too. It is, man. I think Ryan Poles did right by him. Maybe they were offered something a little bit more, and Justin was involved along with his agent. And Pittsburgh is a fantastic organization. I think, you know, I would have loved the compensation to be more, obviously, but I think this is a great spot for Justin with stability in front of him, a guy that's kind of been through the wars, a Super Bowl champ, and has bounced around himself. So you're going to get two guys in there that both want to prove each other. And if, who knows, maybe they end up extending Russell Wilson if things go well and Justin walks and they get a third round comp pick back for him in Pittsburgh. That, all of that's on the table. E90 M3 Zach, time for Caps Revenge Tour for getting dragged. I know, got a few texts live while we're doing the show from Cap, and he was recording his recap that I'm definitely going to be checking out. So I'm sure he had a little bit of fun with that and took some shots at some people along the way, probably. Gerald Mundy Jr., $4.99, TTNL fan, been with you from the start. Great job to all of you. Keep grinding, bear down. Thank you, Gerald. See, it's nice to get some love like that. Appreciate you, bro. James Hunter, $5. I think him not coming to Chicago when invited is because he creates a draw for his USC draft mates, just like JD5 for the USC draft day. Yeah, we'll see. Hey, the Bears agreed to it, and it is what it is, and I don't want to sit here and pretend like I have any intimate knowledge, and I'm certainly not going to drag the kid for go into a golf tournament like a lot of people did, which was absolutely pathetic and kind of shows you where their frame of mind is. Shy Northside, $20. I'm already reading comments like the Bears better make the playoffs first year like Stroud. I read another comment, Caleb better not get hurt like it's not the NFL. And lastly, finally get weapons and they screw Fields. Listen, people that want to say you the Bears should make the playoffs. I agree. Expectations are much higher. You have a better team. I'm not going to limit
and say that the he's a rookie quarterback, so the four wins. No, my expectations is for the Bears to be in the playoffs and to be contending for the playoffs and to be a more consistent offensive football team. But by the way, this move is not just for 2024. Don't forget that. It's 2024 and beyond. So that is a big, big part of this. But again, thank you, Shy Northside. Dalton Spain. Keep an eye out on that little guy right there next to him. We're going to be talking about him in a few years when it's draft time, I'm sure. I'm hoping we can all come together now that he's gone. We all love Justin. It was hard to see that news, but I'm happy we finally have a GM that makes the big boy moves. I'm proud. Go Poles. Great. Great super chat there, Dalton. Adam Jenkins, $1.99 for the tip jar. Thanks, man. Appreciate you. Just ripping through these. Sid H, $2. How can fans be upset when it's about the team? It is. And this team, we are all here because we love the Bears, first and foremost. No matter who the quarterback is, we can disagree with the moves made and talk about it. It is what it is. The Bears made a decision today and moved off of Justin Fields. And just like that, we will move off of him here. And we're going to focus on what's next and focus on this NFL draft coming up. Oracle of Hallis, $10. I feel like the Steelers robbed the Bears again, but you can hand your wallet over with a smile when your winning lottery ticket is in your back pocket. Yeah, hey, if he works out, yeah, they got him for a Coke and a smile. It is what it is, but you're going to have to make a decision financially, and if it works out, hey, more power to Pittsburgh. But guess what? If they had the golden ticket, like you said, at number one, Pittsburgh, they ain't signing Russ. They ain't trading for Justin. They're drafting the guy that we're going to be drafting, Caleb Williams. Mark that down. Manuel Pena, my first super chat, just put it in the tip jar, $1.99. Well, welcome to the fan, Manuel. We appreciate you, bro. Bear down. Resolute 8, 123 is back, $10. I was acknowledging that Mac Jones went traded for a price higher than Justin. Therefore, Phil was correct. Love you guys, not trashing Phil. No, we get it. Sometimes things don't come across the same way. But Doug Connell, $1.99. Can't see your what your super chat is, so if you can throw it in the comments real quick before I wrap this up. Got one more super chat to go. TG, that guy. I didn't care who was quarterback. I just wanted Marvin Harrison Jr. Well, probably going to be really upset because I don't think that that's going to work out unless the Bears shock the world and trade up, which will it happen? I don't think so, but crazier things have happened. Maybe Ryan Poles is saying to himself, I can end my draft with Caleb Williams and Marvin Harrison Jr., and that's his mic drop. Who knows? Nobody thought Houston was going to trade up last year and do Stroud and Will Anderson, but they did. So there's that. And Justin Fields traded to Pittsburgh for 2025 6th-round compensatory pick that can go up to a 5 or even a 4 based on playing time. Other than that, guys, we're an hour and 38 in, almost an hour and 39. I'm going to get out of here. I made steaks for the fam upstairs, and I'm sure they've ravaged those while I ran down here into TTNL Studios to talk about this big trade, but appreciate you guys showing up with no notice at all. We have about 2,500 people here watching live as we're doing this. So that's always exciting. We appreciate all you guys that even if you're not TTNL patrons, if you want to be, head over to thetapeneverlies.com. We're going to be breaking down offensive tackle Joe Alt tomorrow live with DDP in the studio. This guy right here, offensive tackle one for me, offensive tackle two for Phil. Phil has Olu Fashanu, offensive tackle one, but Joe Alt, I have OT one. So that's going to be real interesting. So with that being said, guys, I'm going to get out of here. It's been fun. Major breaking news last few days as Bears fans. Keenan Allen and now Justin Fields traded. Crazy. Wouldn't want it any other way. We love you guys. Go become a patron. TheTapeNeverLies.com. Sign up. Best $7 you'll ever spend. The Civil War, is it over? We'll see. But QB, JF1 is gone. QB1 on the way. Love you guys. We're out of here.